Okay, let's go.
I think that will be okay. Let's put that on. That is too much. Okay. Hi.
Good. What are we on today?
We send our children to educational institutions.
Might as well.
In the hope that we find the best available. Sometimes there can arise situations in which the Rebbe or the teacher would not necessarily advise or educate the kid in the way that you as a parent would choose.
Yes.
How does one strike the balance between show your confidence in the school in the cheder and with Sancheni trying to do the right thing for your kid?
Means showing confidence towards the child or towards yourself?
Towards the child.
Towards the child. From a young age on, that was from a pretty young age on, by my children, personally, I can only tell you what happened by us in Taylor. My children, we were not so much into that phalanx, that the school and us are always one thing. But you know, always that we accept what school does. We never try to make the child rebel against school. But it was once in a while. Okay, a person once in a while makes a mistake, or there is something which is difficult, but you have to do it because the Rebbe perhaps saw it differently. I don't understand it either. It was not the point that the Rebbe is for sure right. It was. I don't think that we gave that message. We gave very much a message that you have to be mechabed the Rebbe. So to be mechabed the Rebbe is a very basic thing. So think that the Rebbe is always right. I think that's wrong. But now I know that I had very big troubles from the people because they think that is anti-authoritative and that is not the right way to do. But I think it's a very basic thing that you have to understand that you are mechabed the people, even though when you think what's well, perhaps it's not 100% what has to be, but you're still mechabed the people. You can educate that from a very young age. There is an authority of the school. The school has an authority, doesn't mean it's right. Yeah? I don't know whether there is someone which was Russian once over here, yeah, or is Russian, you know. And you very much know that authority doesn't mean that you're right. That when you were under Margaret Thatcher, so once in a while you thought, for sure, there's an authority going on, but not laughed up because she's right, you know. But it is an authority. That's the first thing, that there is an authority. When you are undermining the authority, you are making a disservice to your child. 100% disservice. You may not do that. Never undermine the authority of the Moishet.
So then when we say to be Mechabed the Rebbe, does that mean that we just act like we're Mechabed the Rebbe? Or we're really Mechabed the Rebbe?
No, you hold that he's the Rebbe. Yeah. It is the Rebbe, and he deserves covered, and you have to treat him with covered because he's a Rebbe. It doesn't mean that always that he's 100% right, but we are accepting what he says because he's a Rebbe. This is like an axiom. It doesn't mean that you are faking anything. That's what accepting authority means. When you accept the authority of the Beroyim, it means that you are just so thrilled about not eating on Shiva Subotamus. You are thrilled about that. I don't think you are thrilled about that. You accept the authority that you don't eat it because the Beroyim said it, or whatever it is, Abonon said.
Yeah, but you know they're right. It's different.
Yeah, but it's Machdish Kef Kamina. It is an authority. You can't do that. There's an authority.
Okay.
Today, not authority is a big disservice. Now, there's another thing going on that you have to teach your child that your child survives situations which are not right, which are not good. And then you only have the voice to always do the right thing. Your child will not be trained to this basic character trait that he's able to survive injustice, or is able to survive things which are wrong, and you will not be able to survive that, and then the child will have a very big difficulties later in life, because he will always had non-right things in his environment or in his yeshiva or wherever it is, but you can't survive that, you don't crush, you know? So those are the two benefits, authority and surviving of a thing which is not right.
That's the chatchila that they should be educated in that?
Yes. Of course, we are authority, believe.
Authority. Not authority, the injustice.
Of course, otherwise you're not prepared for life. What do you want? You live only in a world is everything is justice and everything goes according to what you want? I don't think so. Yeah, it doesn't. So you have to survive that. So you have to be trained for that. And when you never had a mean teacher or a mean friend or a mean neighbor, so you are not trained in that you survive mean people. You survive these things. So you can't go forever. We spoke once about that. You can't go with that forever. You can't have all of the cheder being crooked people, things like this. But when you have, when you are cancer, and your child is able to survive much more than you think. Much more. In a healthy way. When you at home are healthy, your child is able to survive much more than you think.
So if we take an extreme case, let's say a Rebbe is hitting all the kids in the Kita Kaseda. So it's not Echad, the parent might do his shtadlos behind the scenes. It's a shame that it should never be shown to the kids. And to the kids.
That's the halakha in the Kita. It is like this. When we had a Rebbe which was hitting the children, we were even not aware of that. Because the child never told us. Only later on, he said, I got hit from that guy, you know. My child was not internally hurt, or things like this, was not. But she had a very loving environment at home, and not a very supportive, and that was even not a thing to report, you know. Okay, that happens with sugar, so he hit, so was like a writer, you know. So, but when you feel that the rabbi is really against certain things, you can't speak to them on the head, and you can't do things like
that. Yes, that would say that it's the yachas to the kid. How does one approach that situation with a kid? I mean, when speaking to the kid,
you have to be careful not to make the rabbi nervous. You have to understand, when does it happen? They tell me when it happens. Why do you think it happens? So whenever he says, the rabbi just comes in and he takes 10 people and it lines it up, you know, it's just on 8 o'clock in the morning and he begins to hit, then you say the rabbi's meshugah, you have to take out your child. Because there's no perceivable thing going on. The child has to be able to make a certain connection between what happens and what happened before. Yeah? He says, okay, when you are screaming or you are speaking about lifting up your hands or things like this, the rabbi hits. Absolutely insane. But there is a certain there's a certain reason there. Yeah? You speak it out with your child and say, okay, let's try to avoid this reason and you shouldn't be caught or something like this. Well, let's try. Yeah? So whenever there is no perceivable reason going on, so this rabbi is not a normal man, and then perhaps you have to intervene. That could be. He's not normal. Yeah? But there are people who should overreact to certain stimuli, and so you try to avoid these things. That's what I would do. Yeah.
So you can be mechabit the Rebbe and just tell your child flat out, the Rebbe is wrong, but you still have to be mechabit.
Torah?
Yeah.
Look.
Well, not in Torah, just by hitting. The Rebbe is hitting. You're not going to tell your child, you say, no, the Rebbe is wrong, but you have to be mechabit him, that's just how it is.
Of course. But you don't say the words, the Rebbe is wrong. Okay. So says, okay, I also don't understand the Rebbe. That's the way we said it. I don't understand it. I don't say flat out he's wrong. You don't understand. By the chance, same thing, but you didn't use this terrible word that he's wrong, you know. I don't understand him too, but you know, we'll try to survive that, try to arrange that. But not saying, no, Mustama, there's a reason, that's the Arab way to do it, you know. Mustama, there's a reason to go to patch, so you get from me on another one, you know. That's the way the Arabs educate, you know. But the Kibalta patch, Kenereshe Higialacha. That's not the way we deal with children. The way you do that, we do it in the way, but we are behind the child and say no. Okay, I also don't understand why you got one, you know. But so we try to avoid it next time. When your child is hitting, and 24/7, he's hitting the wrong side by the rabbi. So then it could be that you have to do something. That could be, but there's not too many. There are children which are hurted by their rabbis. I don't know whether those are yours. You are in that realm. There are children which are hurt. They are just pushed into this lower, into the lower part of the class. And they are pushed forcefully into that. He is the bad guy. He is the black sheep, you know, by the Rebbe. Then perhaps you have to make a status by the Rebbe. You have to compliment the Rebbe, you have to give him something, and speak to him educational, and you enchant his. You don't attack the Rebbe, then you are silly, but you say, I want your eights, and you think like this, you bite off your tongue 10 times before you do that. that's the way you do it, and then you're making a good connection with the Rebbe. You connect with him well. You connect with him positively as a parent, and then you can influence the whole thing much better. Because then he'll look at your child different when he feels that he is in charge. You know, a lot of times the Rebbe hates a child because he feels cornered. And he feels cornered by the child, or he feels threatened by the child, or he feels the child will take him out of his concept in the kita because he's wild, or things like this. But when you say, okay, I want your shituf pula, so he feels that he's now in charge with a entitled from the parents. He's in charge of the chinuch, and that he's not threatened. And then then things can change. Perhaps you have to do this. Don't try to attack the Rebbe. This is the last eitzah. There's always in chinuch, perhaps I tell you as the eitzahs, there's always in chinuch there is a problem. In chinuch it goes like this, the worst eitzah is the last one. That means when after that there is nothing to do. When this one fails, then there's nothing else coming in. That's the worst eitzah. Because then you hit the bottom. So going against the Rebbe, officially, that's the worst. Because when that doesn't work, you don't have anything else to do than to take out your child or things like this. So this is the last eitzah. You shouldn't do that. You should not do that. You shouldn't go against. You shouldn't attack him. Because then you hit the bottom. There's nothing left. So a good eitzah always has a very big claw. When you ever give an eitzah or think about eitzah for yourself, it's always that you go and settle for a thing which after that there's still room. Not because you want be'etzem, not accept what you think, only because it's the healthy thing. Then you have a room to play with. Then you have a free room. Otherwise, you are hitting the bottom, and that's never good. Okay. I think.
The content of this establishing the authority in the home environment. So it's very hard to make yourself the authoritarian. Say you have to mechaber me. You have to.
Yeah. Okay. So
establish that in the sense of now providing the balance between the vormkeit and the authority, but at the same time the child has to. Is that the mother has to educate the child to mechaber the father, and the father to mechaber the mother? I'm saying you can't say you have to mechaber me. You have
don't
to
think so.
No.
You have to mechaber the parents. So first of all, you have to be a little bit self-confident that you, across your child in a natural way, you are a person which is mechubit. You have to have this self-confidence. Even when the child is chutzpedik, it is more of a testing out your authority or whatever it is. Test it out. Your authority is there. You have to be very much calm with that. That your authority is there. It is a terrible situation when a parent has his family situation where he feels out of no real reason, but he feels that his authority isn't there. His children are not listening to him, has no authority. Yeah? So this is very bad. That's a very bad situation. Once in a while you have children which are very much want to do their own things and they are very stubborn and things like this. Try to ship around that. I don't think head on with a child will establish authority. You are older, you are more experienced, you have more seichel, and the child knows that. The child knows that. He has only a big, big amount of rotzen to be more himself, you know, but he knows that you are an authority. Now, when you want to establish your authority, there are things which you have to, when you are demanding something, you have to monitor that what you are demanding is really easily makeable. One of the big mistakes is that you establish authority when you want to ask for things and you want to establish that more. If you ask for things and things, there is a difficult job and he has to do it because I want it. You are mixing up two things, two sugyas. The one is that there are difficult jobs to do in the world, and the other one that you are an authority. And you're mixing up these two things, and then you fuel into the thing that your authority will not be will not be fulfilled because it's difficult and he is lazy. And you want him that he should overcome his laziness because you want him, for example, you have a child which is naturally lazy, sitting next to the table, doing nothing, you know. You have a child like this and you want him to do something. And then what do you normally do? You say, please get up and do, because you know he's lazy. And you want to educate him that he shouldn't be lazy because you know that Atlas is the Yesod Ofo and it's Gas and it's the Tachlis Hara and it's the worst thing and it's Mamish Gefarlach. And the Mesivis Shorim, plus everyone, Atzlis is the Barak Sazach. The Mishle says it already. Now you want to him to get out of that Atzlis, that's a good thing. But now you are mingling that with your authority, and he has to do and get out of his Atzlis, which is very difficult for him, because he is also. He has this heaviness, he has this laziness, he has certain, perhaps certain mental picture, which it is, doesn't move so quickly, and you want him to get out of good reasons, but now you do it because of your authority. You know how much load you put on your authority? You put a tremendous load on your authority. So that doesn't mean you establish authority. That means you use your authority to the uppermost extreme. You have to know when you want to establish authority, you have to do it in a way where it's easy for the child. So it doesn't matter whether the child does something out of, he would do it by himself, we spoke once about that, he'll do it by himself, or he'll do it because you told him. So when you are giving the child an opportunity that he does something because you told him and it's easy for him, that is isolating the sugya of authority. You are then an authority for him. And don't be the childish person who thinks, no, look, it's so easy, he would do it side by side. So what when I would tell him, when I told him? So what? So I told him that, but he does it side by side, so the authority really didn't come through. This is a bad midas. There you have bad midas because you want your authority. You want to feel your authority. You want to feel, he did the real effort because of me. That means I am an authority. So that means you have a low self-esteem or something like this. You have your own problems. No. When your child does something because you told it to him, and it's a very easy thing for him to do, and he does it because you told it to him, that means you are establishing authority by the child. Then you can take it a step further, and you make it also a little bit more difficult. Only a little bit more difficult. Things we were not so much demanding from our children. Yeah? We were not so much demanding. It could be we demanded too little. So, but that could be. But the children were growing up a little bit in more free home. But because they were Canaan Hall, 10 children, it's a big family. So the family situation itself was demanding. So of course, when you have 10, there's always one falling through the crack in this family, and they're a little bit more. He can get along without doing anything, and the other one gets along with this way. So it's like a natural thing, which everyone finds his niche. Okay, so we demanded a little bit, but it is not that we tried to demand this big change of personality out of my authority. And that's what you normally do. You normally think you want to educate with your authority. So you are mingling two things, two sugyas, authority and education against the Teva, which is needed. But no. When you want to educate the person against the Atzlis, there you have to not to do it with your authority, because that's too difficult. It is too difficult. When you want to go against your Teva, and you have to do it because I told you, you also will not do it. You as an adult will not do that. Yeah? You will not do that. Most probably you will not do that. Yeah? And you just, when you just imagine that you would hear a word from a Mashgiach, and then Mashgiach, you wouldn't see it once a week or once in 2 weeks. You'd see it every single day for a few hours, and you would look at you whether you do your Kabbalah. Yeah? And then think whether that would be a great thing to work like this on Musa. Yeah? I think you wouldn't attend the word even 1 week, you know? You would just say, it's too heavy for me. Now, your children have this great Mashgiach, which is 5 times bigger than him, you know? He has in front of his eyes a long time, a lot of hours a day, and he looks at him and he demands something from him, and now he has to do it. You would do it? You don't want to do that either. So you see, you make it a whole mixture from that. And then you have to accept, the child's a bit more wild, there's a bit more of this, a bit more of that. But then, there are certain things with authority, there's no question about it, when it's dangerous. Yeah? So there you have to mingle that. then your authority has to be atkekach, that this doesn't, is not coming into any discussion. We don't enter discussion on that. And when you do it, you get a bang, you know, that means running to the rikvish or whatever it is, you know. And things are dangerous, then that has to be, then you have to mingle it, but this, you understand, it's SOS. Because it is save our souls. You can't allow it to you do any that has to be like this, and it is a danger of life. There you have to mingle these two things, but that's it, more not. No more. Yeah?
Within the realm of the things you're asking to do, if he says no, mm-hmm. you know, there's dealing with the child who's chutzpah, but do you have to when do you have to be omed on your words when you tell a child to do something? Let's say you make a chesed, and this is the sort of thing it's easy for him to do, and you say it to him and he says no. Are you being mavater on your authority and your kavod to him? If you don't do anything, you say, okay, you know what, I don't need to make
a comment. No. So normally the best thing, and this is already, that's a goyishe tool, too. The Mashgiach held of that tool. You may not overload it, you may not overload it. You may not. You say, don't enter with your children a dealing position. Mashgiach held, that's a good way to do it. You have to know this shita, Dreikos or the Adler, whatever it is. All the when you all go through all these family, the education consulting, the, how do you call it? These from ladies, when you go a group, you know, of mothers sitting together, like, they all go with this shita, you know, they all go with this shita. You may not overload the shita, I tell you that time, you may not overload the shita because it is like technical, but you have to do it like this. You have to demand, an easy demand, and you have to be clever enough that you know when the demand will not be done, there is a natural loss not doing that. You know? For example, say you bring your plate to the table and put it to your table, plate, your the plate to the table, put it next to your plate. So no, I don't bring it. He will not get food. Yeah? He will not get food. There's no plate over here. Yeah? What shall I do? Yeah? You have to create a demand of easy and authoritative where there is a natural outlet which he will feel that's not kedai. You don't have to punish. Punishment is a very difficult thing for a child to understand. What does it mean punishment? Because you then you have to connect between doing a thing and getting hit or getting deprived of something. This connection is not there. Not there. That's a very old age, this connection kicks in. That you do something, and out of the blue, you will be deprived for something else. So the child will understand it. I did. I said no to my parents, and he was a mean person. He didn't give me a sukkariya. But it does not connect these two things. Also because it's difficult to connect. And secondly, this is not connected. Ancient connection. But when you are telling him, you have to put, for example, your plate to the table. So normally, when you have a porridge or whatever it is, you put it into a plate, okay? Well, even when you're British, yeah? You don't put it on the table.
Especially when you're British.
Especially when you're British. By the old times, you know how they ate. They had holes in the wood from the table. They ate out of the wood alone, but I don't think you do that anymore, that's right? So when there is no plate, he will not get his porridge or his when you're South African, then you have this corn thing, you know, which no one can eat. So this, you can't make like this patch and give it when there is no plate. That's very clear, even for a child from 4 years old. Mm-hmm. You can't have that thing, you know. So now you didn't bring a plate. I can't give it to you. So this is not a punishment. This is a positive thing, that's a positive that you have to be on top of the ball. You have to create demands where you consciously know that there will be an outlet when he doesn't do it. And there your authority will be automatically backed up. And then you work on authority. And then you work on authority. But there's no punishment inside, there's no big deal, there's no big effort, but there is a clear consequence. When he doesn't listen to you, there's a consequence there. So that's what they say in this call, they call that Adler, Dreikos, or whatever it is. They all use that. Manchat Horim, you call that in Hebrew, right? That means teacher. That's what the Rabbis of Spetno does. You know, you give yutz for. They all use this shita, all of them. You may not overdo this shita. You may not overdo it because then you enter with a child a very mean business relationship. You know, you don't do it, so there will be consequences for Masalech Tov. You know, you didn't even claim your side of the contract, so my side of the contract also will not be. And you begin to have a very alien, a very disconnected relationship with your child, which the child is like, is only dealing with consequences of his own thing, and there's no parent there anymore. Be careful, not overload this shita. But it's a good thing to that shita, the Mashgiach also held of that. There's a good when you don't know this way of education, you have a problem. You need to know that way of education. It's not halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's not, that's not a thing. This is a little bit, when I may say it on the tape, this is a little bit a problem with these, excuse me to tell you, these women giving these shiurim, which women have a tendency, I've met that over and over again, I don't know why, women have a tendency that when they know a truth, they make from that the whole truth. You know, does it halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's not like this. You have to be very careful. You have to have seichel. I know people which had that seichel. They went with that shita very far, and then they saw, no, it's wrong. It's wrong because my relationship to the children is gone. You know, no, I'm a father. I'm a friend. I'm a person. But it's not always this very innocent, very cold trying out the consequences or not. Yeah, but that's clear. That's clear more. So try I constructed that. I constructed that. I made that happen, even in an artificial way, you know, not 100% artificial, but I tried to maneuver the situation that way, that there will be a consequence. And then my authority had somewhere to hook on. And it wasn't a demand only, you know, because there's a consequence when it won't be. That's, for example, by the Atzels, not so much. And you want to have him being not Otzel in that way, mm-hmm. that he has to do something, not as the Atzlis, then the consequence is simply that he didn't break his teva, whatever it is. But by bringing the thing to the table, that could also be a part of the Atzlis, but it's a very easy one, then there's a consequence there which he will experience when he didn't do it.
So the example you gave was that he told him to do something, Lamaisa, and he didn't do it, so maybe that should cause him to suffer and miss something. But what if he does something wrong? Can you do the same? Like, let's say my son, let's say he's 4. Let's say he's playing near the baby and he hurts the baby. So can I make it? It's not a punishment, but now you can't play near the baby.
Of course.
That's also a consequence?
Of course. We can't do that. That has to be... normally, the Mashiach held, but this you have to be careful. Normally, the Mashiach held that when an older child is hurting, a younger child, it's more of a misplaced, how do you call that?
Affection.
A misplaced affection. That's what he held. I don't know how far he went with that. Because I had people, which the children went very far with this misplaced affection. And I think in the court, you wouldn't even cover such a tiny anymore. You know? So I do not know. I can't know. This depends. You have to be, it's like, once in a while, it's like going over the street, and you may not do that. Once in a while, it is a misplaced affection. So yeah, but then you are not next to him, yeah. Or you remove the baby, or him, or the baby. There's other way to remove the baby. You put the baby up in somewhere where he can't reach it, or he shouldn't.
But it has to feel like a chesaron to him.
Yeah, but it's also a chesaron to him because he understands that. It depends. Yeah. Well, okay. That's like a consequence. Yeah.
It sounds from what Rick is saying that the concept of punishment, not a automatic mimela. Results of your actions, but a punishment is something that a child can never really. So it's
not never. Never is not is too much, but there's a much older age than you think. I once researched that. I think it's around 8, but I'm not sure. It's very old. It was surprising. It was very surprising. There's something in the person in the brain function. There was some research that in the brain function, the way the brain functions, that you can't relate these two things. I once had that. Much, way, way down the road, yeah? That your consciousness is able to connect two things which are basically not connected, because you live only in the hoime, you know, and then you don't connect these two things. You have to be understanding that your child is not developed the way you want. You have to go very low. You have to downgrade that.
If a kid does something wrong,
yeah,
you take a little kid, you put him in his room. You have to say it's a punishment, mamish. He doesn't associate, I'm in my room because I did that thing.
No.
What if in his room you say to him, you can only come out if you're not going to do this thing anymore?
I don't know. I would never put the children in their room, but I don't know. But punishment normally is disconnected. Normally. normally
until they're eight. After
what?
Eight. Until they're eight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or whatever.
You're looking forward to punish your children. I know, I look forward to that. Punishment is always a problem. It's always a problem because most of the punishments will be taken from the children as exaggerated. And then there is, together with the punishment, is a resentment against the parents. So the question is, when you want to go into that? Because normally the punishment will always be considered as exaggerated. I had it by an adult case now, where the Hassan Haredi guy, which he was accused, rightfully so, and even everyone in the United States, for millions of dollars of fraud, you know, and mainly $1 million, and he pledged for mercy, and he even did that again, you know, he was caught twice or three times on that, yeah, and even under Azhori he did that. So the shofet told him, Beit Mishpat is not a place of mercy. We want to do the right thing, and you are a liar, and I don't believe you, and you go to jail. And so the guy goes into jail out of everyone around him, 100% clear that the Eretz and the judge did the right thing. Only him. He was the one who thinks that the judge is a mean person. Him and his wife. Huh? Was a mean person. Instead of 20 years, you got 4 or 5. Yeah? He would have, imagine he would have to have 20 years, and he got only 5. 5 is a long time, yeah? Or 6, ways with you. So, but he would have to have 20 years. No, I got rocked. So even by adult people, and punishment is always connected to some injustice or some or exaggeration. Always. Even though everyone around sees that was really less than we expected. For the guy himself, it's more than he expected. It's always like this. So by your child, the same thing. So punishment has this problem. Once in a while you have to punish. I think it's the last thing. It's the last thing you have to do. Consequence? Gewaltig. Punishment is a very tricky thing. Because whenever this child will charge you with being mean to him and overreacting to him, then you don't know what develops in the heart of the child towards you. Huh? You can't know. Say no. Okay? Atkan. We'll go till now. So next week, and now it... Oh,